Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. 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 Hello there. Nice to talk to you here again. And I'm just here with Brother Samuel, and we are going to be having a powerful time tonight. Amen. Because we're going to be talking, we're going to be preaching, we're going to be speaking, and we're going to be proclaiming the army of God. And I've got a question for everybody tonight. And that question is, Are you in the army of God? Just think about that for a second. Are you in the army of God? Amen? Are you in the army of God? Are you part of the militant church? Here's one thing we need to remember. In God's army, you cannot be a part-time soldier. Amen? So when we're saying we're in God's army, we're in full-time service to our heavenly commander, Jesus. Amen? You know what? Full-time service is required. So if you want to, you're saying, well, I'm in the army of God. I'm in the army of God tonight. Remember one thing. Your full-time service is required. It's like when people go and they join the army or navy, whatever it is, first thing they do is they take off all their clothes, all their civilian clothes, put on a uniform. Well, it's the same thing in the army of God. When you say you're coming into the army of God, you say, I'm in the army of God, full-time service is required. And so the thing is, you got to keep in the army. You can't go AWOL. Amen? You can't go AWOL. You got to keep in the army. You know what? Because it's from the time you join the army, from the time that you said, Lord, I want to be in your army, I want to be part of your army, to the time you die. You know what? And you know the Bible says to live is Christ, to die is gain. So the whole key is, are we willing to be in this army to say, Jesus, you're a heavenly commander, and you know what? We'll do anything you want us to do. And that, Lord, even if you want us to give up our lives, amen, give up our lives for our heavenly commander. How much did Jesus give up his life for us? Amen? Amen. So what I want to talk about tonight, I want to talk about the militant church. The militant church, amen? You're making a lifetime commitment to Jesus, and you're in God's army until you die, like I just said that. Now, what we got to do first, we got to put on the armor of God. Just like when you come in, when you join the army or in the natural, what do? You put on a uniform. So tonight, what we need to do is we need to put on the armor of God. We're putting on Jesus. We're putting on His uniform, the uniform that He has for us. Amen. Just like they have a uniform in the natural. Amen. So we're going to put that on tonight, okay? So I want you to just repeat this with me, okay? Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I put on the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, power, rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore I take unto myself the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, I stand therefore having my loins girt about with truth. Your word, Lord, which is truth, contains all the weapons of my warfare. I have on the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love, and my feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In Christ Jesus, I have peace. Pursue peace with all men. I'm a minister of reconciliation, proclaiming the good news of the gospel. I take the shield of faith, wherewith I'm able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation, holding the thought, feeling, and purposes of God's heart, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In the face of all trials, tests, temptation, tribulation, I cut to pieces the snare of the enemy by speaking the word of God. Greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. Thank you, Father, for the armor. I'll pray at all times, in every occasion, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, I'll keep alert, and I'll watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding on behalf of all the saints. My power, my ability, my sufficiency are from God, which qualified me as a minister and a dispenser of a new covenant of salvation through Christ. Amen. Amen. Did you put your armor on with me? Close your eyes and just right now, close your eyes and just see yourself with your armor on. See yourself with the sword of the Spirit. You got it raised in your right hand. Amen. That's what the Lord gives us. The armor. To put on the armor of God. Amen. Because we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. Okay? It says, Ephesians 6, 10, 11. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Okay? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spirits of wickedness in high places. Amen? I mean, that's what it's all about. See, we are wrestling. So from the time we get up, to the time we go to bed, we are in warfare. Okay? You know what? The enemy doesn't take a holiday. Amen? But as we submit ourselves to God, as we resist the devil will flee in absolute terror. You want the devil to flee in absolute terror out of your life? Then you need to really start submitting yourself to God. Because the more you submit to Jesus, the more you submit to Father God, right? Resisting the enemy with the Word of God, resisting the enemy with the Holy Spirit, resisting the enemy with warrior prayers, amen? The more he will flee. The more he will flee. Amen? Amen. So are you tonight, I'm challenging you. Maybe you've just been having some challenges. You've been having some challenges, but you're saying tonight, I am no longer going to be in boot camp. I'm going to the front lines. I'm going to the front lines, and I'm going to start taking ground. I'm not going to give the enemy more ground. No more ground. No more ground in my life. No more ground in my family. And no more ground in my city or town or vision. Amen? That's what you got to be. We got to be on the front lines. And as we're on the front lines, amen, we're taking ground from the enemy. Right? We're taking ground from the enemy. Amen? You know what? You don't need to be prayed for sickness. You need to be walking in divine health. Amen? You need to be walking in divine health. Right? Sure, it says, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. But the bottom line, you know what? As warriors in the army of God, you know what? We don't get sick. Why? Because our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Right? We walk in divine health. Right? That's how the Lord is glorified and magnified. So as you're in that army, right? You just got to keep moving in the direction the Lord wants us to move in, right? And walking in divine prosperity, walking in divine health, amen. Because the Lord has given that to us, amen. We just receive it, and then we start, and then you start praying for others. You know, you pray for others that need healed, right? You're walking in divine health, but you're just praying for others that need healed, right? You're praying for unbelievers to be healed and have a miracle, so they can have their eyes and ears open to the Word of God, to what the Lord says, amen. Jesus is a great physician; he's the healer, amen. But he's also the commander, heavenly commander of the army of God, amen. Amen. Okay. So one thing we need to do as a soldier of Christ, it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, it says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Thou therefore hardness. What that means is basically unmovable, invincible, unconquerable, undefeatable in Christ. Amen? That's what it means by hardness. You're not going to be moved by every little thing, right? You're going to stand, and you're going to have your sword drawn, and you're not going to be moving anywhere. You're going to be standing in the Lord, standing fast in the Lord. Amen? Amen. That's what it means. That's what it means, okay? As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. A good soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen? So we need to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. I'm a soldier. Brother Samuel's a soldier. You're soldiers out there, right? We're soldiers in the army of God. Amen? And the soldiers in the army of God, we're marching together. We're marching together as one army. One army taking ground from the enemy together. Together in Jesus' mighty name. Following our heavenly commander with angels all around us. Amen? There's warring angels. There's the army of God, but there's also spiritual warring angels all around us. And and that's the army of angels. There's also an army of angels that are with us, that are fighting with us. Amen? We're fighting, as we're fighting the good fight of faith, they're fighting with us. Amen? When Elijah basically said to his servant, come out, and I'm just paraphrasing this, but the servant come out and he was looking around and he seen how many of the army of the that was against Israel. And so when he was he had a little fearful. And Elijah comes out and he says to him, I think it was Gehazi. He says to Gehazi, Gehazi. And then he says to the Lord, Lord, open his eyes. And Gehazi's eyes were open. And when he opened his eyes, he seen mirrors of angels all around him. Mirrors and mirrors of angels, warring angels, angels for fighting. You see? And sometimes you just got to ask the Lord, open our eyes. Open our spiritual eyes, Lord. Lord, we want to see, you know? And that's what how Gehazi. And so as soon as Gehazi seen that, he knew that the battle belonged to the Lord and the battle was already won. Amen? That's what I mean by that. You know? So it said, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier, Jesus Christ. When you are in the army of God, you know, like the question tonight was, are you in the army of God? And you say, yes, I'm in the army of God, Lord. I'm in the army. I'm a soldier of Jesus. I'm a soldier of the cross. Amen? The next scripture says here, verse 4, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Okay? So as you are in the army of God, you cannot entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. Amen? That ye may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. So the whole key with this is you have to please Jesus. Amen? You're in his army. He's the heavenly commander of his army. We need to please our commanding officer. Amen? We need to please our commanding officer. We need to please our commanding officer by being obedient to what he told us to do. Amen? To follow him wherever he goes. Amen? That's what we need to do. Please Jesus, not please us. And that's what I mean by affairs of this life. We can't get caught up in the affairs of the life of this is happening or that's happening or this happening. We need to get focused. We need to be focused, have our eyes on Jesus, looking straight unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. There's what we need to be doing. Amen? Not looking to the left, not looking to the right, but looking straight ahead. Straight ahead and following Jesus, right? And sometimes we have to do it on our knees. Sometimes we have to do it on our knees. When we do it on our knees, we will win every battle. Because we have to know, see, when the thing is, when you are listening to Jesus and following Jesus, then you'll know when to camp and when to march. And there's a time to camp, and there's a time to march. Amen? Even in our lives, as we're going along, there's times where we just need to camp and receive instructions and strategies from the Lord to take the next step. All right? Or take ground from the enemy and keep going. Amen? And so what I'm saying is you need to know, and then we need to know when to march. Okay? And the thing is, so if you're watching, if you're listen to Jesus, and the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. Jesus said that, right? So if we are listening to Jesus, then we'll know when to move. When to move. And as we move, right, wherever it is God wants us to do, right, we will keep moving. Keep moving. Keep advancing the kingdom. Amen? We need to keep advancing the kingdom. That is what we're called to do. Okay, we're an army, and we're called to advance the kingdom. We're called to pray, warrior prayers. We're called to lift up Jesus, our commander, wherever we go and whatever we do. Amen? I mean, that's what it's all about. Amen? We just our whole life is wrapped around Jesus, our heavenly commander. Amen? And we need to be vigilant. We need to be vigilant, amen. And we need to be one-minded, not double-minded, but one-minded. And we need to be in one accord. As we're marching together, we need to be in one accord, amen. With one vision that the Lord has given us, amen. And keep moving ahead. Never stop. Never look back. Just keep moving ahead, step by step by step, because our steps are ordered of the Lord and they're directed of the Lord. And we need to just, all we got to do is keep in step with Jesus. Amen? Amen. So tonight, are you saying, I want, you know what? I want to be in the army of God. I want to be on the offensive. I want to be taking ground from the enemy. Amen? This is your night, my brothers and sisters. Amen? Because I'm going to pray later on. Brother Samuel and I will pray. And we're going to pray the spirit of the warrior to come on each and every one that's listening to our broadcast tonight. Amen? And you'll never be the same. Never be the same. Okay, I'm just going to go on here. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So the militant church. Amen? The militant church is a church of militancy. Amen. It's a church. It's a church of on the offensive, right? You know, but you realize this: when the militant church moves forward, the devil moves out and God moves in. Every time that you move forward as a militant church, the devil moves out and God moves in. Our heavenly commander moves in. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Amen. Amen. The militant church. Are you in God's army? Are you ready tonight to let the world go? Let the world go. Do not look back. Do not look back. Just moving on. Say, you know what, tonight, Lord, I wanna be in your army. I don't want to be on the defensive all the time. I don't want to have to, I want to be on the offensive, taking ground from the enemy. Amen. Because that's what the army is all about. It's all about us taking ground from the enemy together. Amen? And Jesus calls us into his army. He's right now, he's saying, I'm calling you into my army. I'm calling you. I'll be very honest with you. The body of Christ and the army of God are totally different. Amen? We could be a brother or sister in the body of Christ, that's fine. But you have to enlist into the army of God. Just like you enlist into a normal army, right? Coming out of the world. And you have to realize that when you enlist in the army of God, that you're coming out of the world. And you're not going back to the world. Amen? So the Bible says, do not love the world, anything of the world. Amen? Love of the Father is not in the world. So when you decide, I'm going to be in the army of God, then you just, you know what, you just don't allow yourself to go back to the world. Amen. You keep moving into things that God has put in your heart. Amen. Now, what I want to talk about tonight, I want to talk about three weapons the Lord has given us. Three weapons the Lord has given us for to defeat the enemy. As you're in the army of God, first weapon the Lord has given us is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, the sword of the Spirit is an offensive weapon, which means we are not to be retreating Christians, but advancing soldiers waging spiritual warfare. You are waging spiritual war from the time you get up to the time you go to bed. Amen. How many of you heard about spiritual warfare? How many of you been taught about spiritual warfare? In places of worship, how many of your ministers have taught about spiritual warfare? You see, that's the thing. The enemy does not want you to know anything about spiritual warfare, because the Bible says, "My children perish for the lack of knowledge of the Word of God." Amen. And so, you know what? You just basically, what is spiritual warfare? Spiritual warfare is you taking ground from the enemy, right? And proclaiming the Word of God, pronouncing the Word of God, speaking the Word of God, declaring the Word of God over every situation, over every circumstance and every symptom in your life. Amen? You just keep proclaiming the Word of God, speaking the Word of God, and it's a powerful, powerful weapon against the enemy. Amen? You're wielding that sword of the Spirit, and you're just cutting to pieces the snare of the enemy. Amen? By speaking the Word of God. Don't speak the circumstance. Don't speak the situation. Don't speak the symptoms. You know what? Speak what the Word of God says. The Word of God is true. The Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is alive. Did you know when you speak the Word of God, it's alive and powerful, and it comes to pass in the mighty name of Jesus? You know what? The Word of God is Jesus. You're speaking Jesus. But you're speaking and proclaiming, and you don't do it silently. You do it loudly, right? So you can hear it. Who cares if the enemy hears it? Amen? The Word of God is powerful. And so we just got to keep proclaiming the Word of God. So it doesn't matter what situation, like I said, or symptoms or circumstances in your life. Just keep proclaiming the Word of God over it. Amen? Don't matter. You know what? God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. If God is for us, who can be against us? Amen? No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen? You know what I'm saying? You've got to start speaking the Word of God. Speaking the Word of God over your finances. Speaking the Word of God over your health. Speak the Word of God over your life. Speak the Word of God over your family. Amen? Just keep proclaiming. Keep speaking it. Declaring it, calling those things as not as though they were, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You just got to keep proclaiming it, keep speaking it. Amen. Because, you know, here's the key: situations, circumstances, and symptoms all change, because the Word of God doesn't ever change, and it comes to pass what you're speaking it. You're proclaiming it. Amen? Because the Word of God is alive. The Word of God is true. You know, and the sword of the Spirit, you're wielding that sword of the Spirit. Amen? Too many, as you're in the army of God, you're just going to start proclaiming what God says. Proclaim what God says. Amen? What does God say? You know what? The Lord spoke to me a long time ago, and he said, you know, just because the doctor says it, doesn't make it true. It's what I say, says the Lord. Amen? So if you have a circumstance, or you have a situation or a symptom, you just start speaking it and say, I'm not receiving it. Amen? Because your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't receive it. Don't receive it. Because the Bible says, by my work, by our work, we're justified. It's not by other people's work. It's by your words out there. It doesn't matter what you're speaking. You can be speaking negatively about finance. You can be negatively about your health. You can be negatively about anything. But the bottom line is you just keep speaking, proclaiming, declaring the word of God, and you will see things change. Amen? Right? That's why you got to keep proclaiming and speaking the word of God and keep proclaiming that person, declaring them that they are a child of God and that they are out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and now they're a citizen of heaven. Amen? You just keep declaring that because it's God's will. It's Jesus, our commander, heavenly commander's will. Amen? And as you and that's how you just keep marching, and you keep marching step by step ahead, and you're holding ground, but you're taking ground. Amen. I mean, this is what it's all about. As a warrior, you're a soldier in the army of the Lord. Amen. And soldiers, right? They're diligent. They're diligent. They're on fire. Amen. Even David said, I'll be more undignified than this. You see, the thing is, as a soldier, you know, the thing is, we are mobilizing ourselves on the offensive. As a soldier, here's the key. You need to be mobilizing yourself on the offensive. Okay? No more on the defensive. No more defending. No more basically, you know what? It's time for you to get on the, mobilize yourself on the offensive. You mobilize yourself on the offensive with your armor on. Amen? Spirit empowered. Amen? Taking ground from the enemy. Brother Samuel, I can't do that for you. Only you can mobilize yourself on the offensive, taking ground. And I'm giving you your keys right now. Put on the armor of God. Right? Speak, proclaim, declare the word of God. Amen? Right? Sometimes be still and know that he's God. Don't open your mouth. Somebody says something to you, just be quiet. Be still and know. The Lord will tell you what to say and when to say it and how to say it. Amen? What words, what to say, amen? The word of God. And so we just keep praying, you're going to see yourself, right? You're going to become more and more and more on the offensive, right? And the Lord's going to, and then God's going to start using you. God's going to start using you. Signs and wonders and miracles are going to follow you. Wherever you go and whatever you do. Amen? Amen. This is what it's all about. The sword of the Spirit. Okay? And never retreat. We need to keep advancing the kingdom every daily. Yeah, this is what it's all about. Advancing the kingdom. Advancing the kingdom. People, you know what? People getting 3,000 in Acts. 3,000 people were saved in one day. That's called, I call it advancing the kingdom of God. Amen? 3,000 people were saved in one day. Amen? So you keep advancing. What do you mean by advancing the kingdom? Advancing the kingdom. You know what? You're free. You're free. You know what? You're walking in free freedom spiritually, mentally. You're free physically. Amen? You're free socially. You're free financially. Amen. You're walking in freedom. And the Bible says, our heavenly commander says, Jesus, he says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. Jesus wants us free. He wants us free because that's how we glorify him. Right? Amen. That's how we glorify Jesus. Praise God. Okay. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, another powerful weapon is the Holy Spirit. Now, like I said, another powerful weapon that we use against the enemy, right? As a soldier of the cross, militant church is the Holy Spirit. We need to get to know the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, amen? The Holy Spirit, he's a warrior, right? The Holy Spirit is a warrior. And he basically, so we need to get to know him. We need to get to know him, the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is your opportunity to get to know the Holy Spirit. Amen? Because he is, Holy Spirit is a warrior. And he basically, there's an apostolic spirit. There's a warrior spirit, the Holy Spirit. And so we need to get to know him. We need to know, we need to be able to listen to what the Holy Spirit's saying to us. We need to know from the Holy Spirit what is going on in our life. We need to get, ask for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you boldly say you're our helper. But the Holy Spirit is there. And you know what? He is going to be like a commander. And as we go to him, he's going to tell us when to march. And as we spend time with him in the war room, he's going to tell us, give us strategies. To give us strategies. Amen? About the enemy. Knowing the enemy. You know, that's another thing. To be in the army of God, you need to know your enemy. Amen? So the Holy Spirit will give us strategies, instructions of what to do, when to do it, how to do it. Amen? And the thing is that we listen to him, you know, but you got to know the Holy Spirit, right? He's your friend, right? But he's also with Jesus. Jesus is the heavenly commander of the army. Amen. So is the Holy Spirit. So we need to know what the Holy Spirit's saying, okay? He is, it's a powerful, powerful weapon we have against the enemy. Amen? Because the Bible says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen? My spirit, says the Lord. So as we basically, you know what? That's why we need to get to know the Holy Spirit. Intimately. Intimately. Because we will win every battle as we submit ourselves, surrender ourselves, to the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Amen? Powerful weapon. If you haven't been using, you know what? You need to get to know the Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Right? You know, you need to have a relationship with him. Amen? Just like a soldier has a relationship with his commander. He has respect for his commander, right? We need to have respect for the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit has two functions. One is for indwelling, and the other is for outpouring. Amen? Acts 2:4 said, they're all filled with the Holy Ghost, and begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen? So you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen? Baptized in the Holy Spirit. Okay? Maybe you've known the Lord for a long time, but you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost. Right? Well, part of being a soldier in the army of God is to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen? Because it gets you on fire. Gets you on fire and you start moving. You start hearing what the Holy Spirit is telling you. Amen? And then you start marching and taking ground from the enemy. Praise the Lord. So tonight, are you in the army of God? Are you in the army of God? It's a question. It's a question tonight from the Lord. Are you in the army of God? Are you saying tonight that you're gonna just come out of boot camp and you're gonna come into the army of God, and you're saying to the Lord, Lord, I don't want to be in boot camp no more. I want to come in. I want to go to the front lines. I want to be taking ground from the enemy. I don't want to be giving the enemy ground any more ground. I'm going to be taking it. I'm going to, step by step, Lord, I'm going to be taking ground from the enemy. I'm holding that ground, taking more ground. Lord Jesus, you'll be glorified and magnified and lifted up, Lord. And I'll be giving powerful testimonies, powerful testimonies, Lord, of you, Jesus, of the greatness and goodness and power of you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. 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 Amen. We're marching for our God. Appointed, anointed. Amen. We'll do our part. Right? Amen. Marching, marching, marching for our God. Anointed, appointed. Amen. Well, are you going to do your part tonight? You're part of the army. You know what? Every one of us is called to different things to do. Every one of us is called to a different vision in the army. We're part of the army of God, but every one of us has a different job. Are you going to do your job tonight? Are you going to fulfill what the Lord has called you to do tonight? Amen? You see yourself in the army of God. There you are. You're marching, 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 marching. Amen? Right? Right? In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. When we stand on the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have the victory. We have the victory. We have the victory. Amen. Right? Militant Church is a glorious, victorious church. Jesus said that he's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle, a glorious, victorious church. That's the Militant Church, a glorious, victorious church. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then the third one is prayer. Prayer is an offensive weapon. Prayer is an offensive weapon. Amen. The Bible says, and Ephesians 6, verse 18, praying is always with all prayer and supplication to this in the Spirit. And walking there with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Are you praying? Are you having prayer that are warrior prayers? Are you declaring, confessing, proclaiming the word of God in your prayers? Amen? Praying warrior prayers where you're praying for loved ones. You're praying for people to be healed. You're praying for people to be set free. Amen? But you're praying the word of God. The key, my brothers and sisters, and in the army of God out there, is that you've got to be praying the word of God. When your warrior prayers are built on the word of God. They're built on the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? They're built on the word of God. When you pray the word. You pray the word. This is what God says. Amen? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Warrior prayers. Not prayers that are, if it be thy will, Lord, but prayer, warrior prayers that shake the enemy, that shake the powers of darkness. Them type of prayers. You know, prayers like Charles Finney used to pray. Amen? Smith Wigglesworth used to pray. Them type of prayers. Amen? You need to pray them kind of prayers. Right? That's the type of prayers we got to pray. Amen? The God's generals, when they prayed, you know, John Knox was another prayer warrior. I mean, when he prayed, it was like the building shook. Amen? That's the type of prayers we need to pray. You know? Little prayers and, you know, stuff like that. You need to be praying warrior prayer. Prayers of a warrior. Amen? Amen. I mean, that's exactly what we need to be doing. How much you need to start praying. If you haven't been praying, you need to start praying. You know, praying without ceasing. Praying without ceasing. You need to, you pray. You just got to pray without ceasing. Just keep praying. You know, praying in the spirit. Jesus, mighty, mighty, mighty name. Amen? That's what we need to be praying. We need to be praying them prayers, them powerful prayers that are in the, you know, that you just need to, that's what it's all about. Praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit, right? Praying in the Spirit. There's different prayers. And sometimes when you're praying, when you're just praying in the Spirit, all of a sudden you start praying. You're praying louder. And you start praying with more authority and everything like that. You keep praying. You know what? And the thing about it is that's exactly what it's all about. Amen? So warrior prayers. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Speaking, proclaiming the word of God in authority and power the Lord has given us. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' mighty, 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 mighty name. Are you in the army of God tonight? Are you in the army of God? Amen? Praise on. I'm just going to leave you this scripture, and then I'm going to turn it over to my Brother Samuel. Amen. Brother Samuel is here tonight with me, and man, he's got a word. He's got a word coming down the pipeline. It's coming right from the Holy Spirit. It's coming right from the Holy Spirit. It's coming right from Jesus, our heavenly commander. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to. I just want to say this scripture, and then I'm turning it over to my brother. Amen? Amen. Go to Joel 2. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm. Amen? It's time for us to sound an alarm in Jesus' name. Amen? As the army of God, it's time for us to sound an alarm. Okay? In my holy mountain, let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. Amen? For the day of the Lord cometh, for is nigh at hand. Did you hear what he just said, what I just said? For the Lord cometh, for is nigh at hand. The Lord cometh. He's on his way. Amen? A day of darkness and of gloominess, and a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountain. Okay? Well, that's right now. We're in days of darkness and of gloominess. Amen? I mean, you know, that's what's happening. A great people and a strong there have not been ever like. See what's happening when I'm talking about the army of God? A great people, a strong people. That's us. That's us. Amen? That's us. Neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many years, and a fire devour before them. Amen. A fire devour before us. And behold, a flame burns. Amen? And the flame, the Holy Spirit, explosions all over. Holy Spirit explosions all over. Okay? Garden of Eden behind. Then a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape. Now listen to this. Chapter 4. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses and horsemen, so shall they run. This is us now. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap. Like the noise of a flame fire that devours the stubble as a strong people set in battle array. Amen? We are set in battle array. Amen? Before their face, the people shall be much pained, and faces shall gather blackness. They shall run. They shall run like mighty men, and they shall climb the wall like men of war. That's us. We're going to be running. We're running to the battle. They will climb in the wall like men of war, and they shall march every one of them on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. And amen. That's what the army of God's all about. We're just marching like-minded, one accord, and we're not breaking our rank. We're all got our eyes on our heavenly commander, and we're all marching. We're marching in his direction. Amen. Amen. Following Jesus. Amen. Neither shall one trust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. Amen. And when they shall fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. You hear that? Even if we fall upon the sword, we're not going to be wounded. Hallelujah. Amen. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb upon the houses, and they shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them, and the heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withhold their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice for his army. Did you just hear what I said? And Jesus, the Lord, shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. Amen? So what it's saying is there's going to be a lot of people in the army. The camp is going to be very great. Amen? For he is strong that executed his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So blow the trumpet of Zion, satisfy a call of Solomon's saying. Gather the people, the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that touch. Amen. Thank you. Amen. God bless. Thank you so much. And remember, are you in the army of God tonight? And I'm going to turn it over to Brother Samuel, and he's got a powerful word tonight coming from right from the throne. Good night. God bless. In Jesus' name.
Glory, glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For another privilege to be in God's presence. God bless you, Brother Roy. That's a wonderful moment in God's presence. And the Lord has spoken through you to every one of us. And we are so blessed. Glory be to God. I'm charged. I feel with the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Thank you. God bless you. In just a few minutes, I just want to add up some little thing that Holy Spirit put in my mind. And the Lord has almost said it all through Brother Roy when he was ministering to us. May the Lord bless us. Glory be to God. God is building the people of power. God is making the people of praise. That we move through this land, through the city, through the nation by spirit. And we magnify its precious name. Build your church, Lord. Make us strong, Lord. Join our heart, Lord, through your Son. Make us one, Lord, in your spirit as your honey in the kingdom of your Son. Father, we thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we bless you for this morning. Lord, we pray, oh God, that your grace will be sufficient, oh God. Lord, we pray that your power, your Shekinah glory will descend at this moment once again. Lord, we pray that your word will come so great and so mightily. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. I'm here tonight to challenge us. Are we in the armies of God? The book of Deuteronomy chapter 20 from verse 1. The Bible makes us know who are those to be called the armies. The Bible says when you go out to battle against your enemy and see the horses and the chariots and the people more numerous than you, oh my son, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God who brought you up from the land of Egypt is with you. Hallelujah. And this is where we're going. There are four criteria that qualify you to be the end time army or the soldier of Christ. And we're going to find out what are those things that will be in you for you to be able to go out there to conquer the land for Jesus, to win the battle for the Lord, to preach the gospel to nations, to set free and to deliver. The Bible says this is the sign that will follow those who believe. He said, in my name, they will cast out demons. In my name, they will lift top snakes in their hand. It will not hurt them. In my name, they will drink poisonous things. It will not hurt them. Glory be to God. Those are the soldiers. Those are the armies of God. So are you among the armies of God? Are you a soldier of Christ? Verse 5 from Deuteronomy chapter 20 says something here. If you want to be a soldier of Christ, there's something you need to forsake. Hallelujah. In the book of Luke chapter 9 verse 23, the Bible says, and Jesus said unto them, if any man, if any one of you will follow me, will come after me, let him, number one, deny himself. Number two, take up his cross. And number three, follow me. Those are the three things. And the man of God has already said it. So you have to deny yourself. You have to take up your cross. And you have to follow Christ. Make you a militant, a soldier in this end time. And back to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 20 from verse 5. The Bible says something there, that the officer shall also speak to the soldiers, say, I am a soldier. I am a soldier. Saying, what man is there who has built new house and has not dedicated it? Who is that man that has built a new house and he has not dedicated it? Let that man, what will happen to that man? Let him return to his house. Hallelujah. So God is telling us what to be the end time soldier, because who God is dealing with now is going beyond being a church. If God is raising an army, God is raising a soldier, God is raising a militant, children, even the young, even the teenager, even the old. The Bible says in the last day, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. What the Lord is doing now, who are those people that will receive the spirit? It's going beyond the church. They are the armies and they are the soldier of Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says, who that has a house? Who that has a house? And house is talking about the comfort. So when you want to be a soldier or militant or army of God, you have to get out of your comfort zone. House symbolize comfort. And where did God want you to be? He wants you to be in the military army camp. Hallelujah. And number two, let's go further. So when you want to be a soldier for Christ, when you want to conquer the land for Christ, when you want to move in for Christ, and you want to fight for the law, you want to stand for the law, you want to live in the position where God has placed you, you need to be in the military camp. You need to be in the army's camp. And what are those things? Those are the places you research yourself. That's where you get prepared. That's where you put on the whole armor of God. I don't want to say too much about that. Number two, he was talking about the vineyard. What a man, verse 6, Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 8, what a man that planted a vineyard and he has not put it to use or harvest the fruit, let him go and return to his house. Hallelujah. So if you have a vineyard and you have not tasted, he said, return to his house. What is the Lord saying here? What the Lord is saying here is that if you are too much particular of what to eat, if you are too much particular about your tummy, about your food, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. So a militant soldier must be ready to fast. A militant soldier must be ready to pray. Hallelujah. We shall not, don't live by bread alone, by every word that comes from the mind of the Lord. So if many people only live by what they eat alone, not what they give out. It's only what they eat, and they feed until their tummy was busted in the spirit. But we have to feed our spirit with the word of the Lord, so that our power, our grace, and ability to stand the task of the enemy will be full in us. And number three, verse 7 says, who is the man who is engaged, legally promised to marry a woman, has not married her, let him return. This one also disqualified. So he's talking about a wife. What is the Lord saying about a wife in this sense? He said, wife signifies a player. That dress, you want to see your wife around, it means a player. So if you want to be the handmaid of God, if you want to be a militant soldier for the Lord, you've got to forsake all the player of this world. Glory be to God. You have to forsake the player. And if you forsake the player, what does the Lord want you to do? He wants you to deny yourself from so many things. For so many things, the Bible says, all those things that seem to be profitable to me, that's what Paul Apostle said. He said, all those things that seem to be profitable to me, I count them as what? As not, as empty. And I look unto God, look unto Christ, I pursue that race that is set before him. Hallelujah. Do you know what the Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20? It says, I have been crucified with Christ. Until you die in Christ, that means you are no more for yourself. You are in Christ. So you need to crucify yourself in Christ until you live no more in yourself, but you live in Christ. So your life is in Christ. So you have to deny so many things that kind of be like a pleasure to you. You need to enjoy, you need to do others. No. So militant soldiers are not ready for that. They are ready for God's instruction. They are ready for God's direction. I'm about to close now. Number four. And the officer shall speak. So I'm here to challenge us tonight, or this morning, or this afternoon, that the officer shall speak. Further, who is the man who is afraid and lack courage? So if you're afraid and lack courage, you can be in the camp of the army of God. You cannot. And if you don't want to do, fear signifies doubt. If you doubt God, if you are double-minded, and if you are double-minded, you can go. But what exactly does God want you to do? He wants you to be bold. God is looking for people that are bold, and you can only bold when you have the word of God rich inside you. The Bible says we are not given the spirit of fear, but spirit of boldness, sound mind. Hallelujah. So that is the word of the Lord for us tonight. So I'm here to challenge us. Are we ready to be in the camp of the Lord? Are we ready to be the militant, the soldier for Christ, getting the land, getting the city, getting the nation for Jesus Christ? We are in the end time. It is time God is raising people. God is raising youth. God is raising. The shift in the realm of the spirit is happening. The fear is coming upon the church. And the joy is about to flow in the city. The Bible says, I'll grow the mighty in the word of God in the city. I will shout about. So the word of God is going to grow mightily. The revival is coming. The revival in the family. The revival in the home. The revival in the city. The revival in the building. Glory be to God. May the Lord bless us. I pray, oh God, that the revival of the Lord Almighty, the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon us. We'll be able to walk according to the design and the purpose of God. I want to say God bless you, and for the time and the privilege to share the word of God between every one of us. We have been hearing all parts of the whole world. May the grace of the God be upon us. May the anointing of God increase us. And one thing is that to keep you standing in the hand of God, live a pure and a holy life. Live a pure and a holy life. May the Lord bless us. It is well with you. in Jesus' name. God is building the people of power. God is making the people of praise. That we move through this land by His Spirit and to magnify His precious name. Build your church, Lord. Make us strong, Lord. Join our heart, Lord, through your Son. Make us one, Lord, in your body, in the kingdom of your Son. Amen.
Wow, was that a powerful message tonight, Brother Samuel? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, we're all just, you know, just soldiers of the cross, you know, and we just want to, Brother Samuel, myself, and, you know, we just want you to be the man and woman that God has created you to be and do what He's called you to do. We want to see you walking in divine health, and you know, we want you to basically be that warrior, you know, for Christ. Amen? The warrior for Christ. So tonight, I'm just going to, before we close, I just want, right now, ask the Holy Spirit, wherever you are, to lift up your hands, and if you really, really are serious, we need to be serious here, say, you know, Lord Jesus, I want to be that warrior. I want to be the warrior. I want to be the soldier in your army. And I ask you that you would just that you're the warrior spirit would come on me. Just lift up your hands. Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I ask you right now that you would manifest your presence. The spirit of the warrior would come on every person that has their hand raised, Lord. The spirit of the warrior would come on every person that has their hand raised. A warring spirit would come on them, Lord, that they would be from this day right now. They would be on the offensive, taking ground from the enemy. Lord, they would not be given the ground anymore. They would, Lord, they would be in your army, Lord. Fighting, Lord. Fighting the good fight of faith, Lord. And they would be, Lord, they would not, they would be in your army, Lord, with your armor on, Lord. And they would leave the world behind. But Lord, they would not be the same. It would not be the same as the broadcast is completed, Lord. That everyone, Lord, you would just right now, Holy Spirit, the warrior spirit would come on them. Warrior spirit would come on them, Lord. A spirit, Lord. The Bible said, "The kingdom of God shall be bound. The bound take it by force, Lord." Lord, that they would be violent. They would have violent faith. Lord. Or they would be violent for you, Lord. They would be disciplined. Wherever they go, whatever, have a disciplined life, Lord. As in the army, Lord. The Lord, the God, that they would basically know they're in that army, Lord. Lord, that they would, Lord, they would fight for you, Lord. Fight, Lord, the fight of faith, Lord. They would have their weapons, Lord. They would use their weapons, Lord. They would use their weapons, the Holy Spirit. They would use their weapons, the Word of God. They would preach to others. I call militant leaders right now. The sound of my voice. Militant leaders. Time to mobilize the saints on the offensive. Amen. taking ground in every area of their lives. I thank you right now. God bless. Good night. You are soldiers of the cross. Proclaim it. Speak it out. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Good night. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. God bless.